Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Incredibly cold temperatures are going to stay with us. In fact, that frigid air is going to come with more snow. The DOT trucks are going to be out. Just got all those roads cleared away, and here we go again. We're all walking like penguins on that ice. It's going to be slippery.
Enough.
What the crap, Murph?
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
Welcome into Sound Off. John Sears along with Scott Sipker. Keith Murphy serving a one sound off suspension because of that groin knee to Ed.
Yeah, knee to the groin of Ed, which I think we've all felt like we've wanted to maybe do this winter. It's kind of violent, This winter, that's a great way to put it. It sucks.
Yeah.
It's March. It's time for it to go away. And John, also, you're really tall. So
get down a little bit.
Yeah, I know. Look at this. What if I do this?
Well, you're about Murph's height, aren't you?
So I'm taller than Murph.
I think you're about the same height.
I'm also younger than Murph, if you didn't
notice. About the same height. All right, we got a lot to talk about tonight. Hot topic, the Hawkeyes and Cyclones are moving in the wrong direction. Iowa loses big at home to Rutgers, while Iowa State gets blown out by Texas. Neither team will be ranked when the new rankings come out on Monday.
But it's not all doom and gloom. How about them Bulldogs? Drake ties Loyola for the regular season MVC championship. Dogs finish Missouri Valley play 12-6 overall and head to Arch Madness as the 2 seed. Give us a call on these topics or really anything. 515-282-9010.
Gary Barta is glad this week is over. Barta met the media on Wednesday to talk about the suspensions to Gary Dolphin and Fran McCaffrey. I think I heard the phrase unconscious bias more in a 2-day span than I had in my entire life. Maybe that's a good thing. Dolphin remains suspended for the rest of the season. I, like many, disagree with the length of suspension, but Barta holds his ground, and ultimately, it's Iowa's decision. Dolph was remorseful, apologetic, said all the right things, so we move on. To McCaffrey's suspension. I think 2 games fits the crime. Can't cuss out an official and call him a cheater, even if it was in a tunnel, away from the court, after the game. Fans seem to be split on Fran's temper. Some like the fire, others despise it. I honestly don't mind it. He goes too far every now and then, but I've yet to hear a player spill any ill will towards him. They all have his back. And if we're being real, everything boils down to winning, right? If Fran wins more, makes deeper runs in the NCAA tournament, there's no talk of Frantrum meltdowns. The real concern should be the team. They aren't playing well, look tired, lost 3 of 4. Senior night was a disaster against Rutgers. Rutgers! Take away the buzzer beaters and Bohannon heroics, and this team is uber close to being 7-11 in conference play and on the bubble. Iowa State is also fading at the wrong time. Cyclones have lost 4 of 6 and seem lost at points. One game the defense is strong, but they can't shoot. The next game the offense produces, but the D looks like it's on spring break. Talent is there, potential is there, but time is running out. And Steve Prohm is eventually going to have to decide how many chances Cameron Lard gets. Lard is talented, a key piece to the team, but the suspensions keep on coming. Suspended 3 games last year, suspended 7 games to start this year, and then again at Texas. Something isn't getting through. The tournaments are right around the corner. We'll see if the Hawkeyes or Cyclones plan on showing up.
The Drake men's basketball team are regular season Missouri Valley champions. This is surprising. especially since the team was predicted in the preseason to finish second to last in the conference. And this wasn't one of those predictions guided by a kid in a blindfold holding a facsimile of a donkey tail. No, this prediction was guided by an arrow from the longbow of Robin Hood. How could this prediction be so precise? Well, for starters, Drake had won. Nick McGlynn was the only returning starter. Oh, and he was only one of three scholarship players on the roster. Yes, as of last March, the men's team didn't have enough scholarship players for a full scrimmage of doubles pickleball. Former Drake head coach Nico Medved, who was firmly entrenched for one season, had skipped town slowly, just slightly slower than it takes to unscrew a scotch bottle. And with this indecorous decision, seven of the eight Medved recruits decommitted from Drake. If you're keeping track at home, this left new head coach Darren DeVries with 10 scholarship vacancies. But somehow, DeVries and staff devised a team led by prize recruit Nick Norton that competed so well they finished the non-conference season 11-2. Then in the first half of the first game of the conference schedule, Nick Norton tore his ACL. Drake lost that game in double overtime and lost their best player for the rest of the season. Certainly, this cobbled together roster would now struggle just to meet the low bar of those preseason expectations. Hell no. This team was not that shallow, and they had better chemistry than Cooper Gaga concerts. As the Bulldogs arc-weld themselves, I put a lot of words in this, John, as the Bulldogs arc-welded themselves to the top of the standings. So here we are in March, stating the unlikely fact that the Drake Bulldogs are Valley co-champs and only three wins away from wearing their Cinderella slippers into the National Ballroom.
It's been quite the ride for Drake and Darren DeVries. Man, what a run they've been on. You mentioned the Norton injury to start the conference season. I thought, you know, they have some pieces to maybe finish middle of the pack in the MVC, but they're certainly not competing for a title.
Yeah, it really is.
They've kept it together.
It's hard to imagine. The same way that this chair keeps slipping down and I'm getting shorter as we talk here.
You're just
but
short.
Luckily, the Drake Bulldogs kept raising their own play, and they got there, John. They are co-champions. That's not a small thing.
The two seed at the Valley Tournament. Let's talk to our good friend Les. Les in Ames. I know you want to talk about the Cyclones. Les, what is going on with Iowa State right now?
John, honestly, I think you hit it right on the head. It's like day and night with this team. One day it's nice and bright and everything looks good, and then all of a sudden it's dark and nothing's clicking, nothing's working. It's frustrating to watch. And there's some... As a fan and somebody who works for the athletic department, I feel that there's some interior, just something inside that's going on that maybe not everybody knows about, but it's just tough, and these guys really have to get it together. Tournament time, I mean, there's two more games. We got to take care of West Virginia on the road, got to take care of Texas Tech at home for senior day, and then Big 12's already, but guys have to really start knuckling down and got to figure something out if we want to contend in the Big 12 and in the NCAA.
I agree, Les. Thanks so much for the call. Yeah, Iowa State, man, they are still just a tough team to figure out, and it's March. You can't be in March right now trying to figure out what kind of team you are, and they are just so up and down. I don't know. They have talent. I feel like they can make a run, but every time I feel like that, they lose by 17 at Texas.
It's strange, though, John. It's all this whole season, both for Iowa and Iowa State, is going to be completely framed by how well they do in the tournament.
Yeah.
These ups and downs, they'll be forgiven. In fact,
if either of these teams make the Sweet 16, will be forgotten.
And in some ways, it'll lessen the frustration of the season, right?
You'll
be like, oh, remember that season when the team was up and down and then they made the Sweet 16?
They went on that crazy run.
Or the Elite
run.
Eight.
Yeah.
And so, I'm not – basketball's fluky enough where you can go and beat two double-digit seeded teams in the NCAA tournament, be a successful season just like that. So – both of these teams have everything in front of them.
Time for lookalikes with a local connection, Tiny Ref Judges. Steve says, young Hayden Fry. At young Hayden Fry.
Oh, my God.
Man, looks like Des Moines radio personality Jay Wells. Tiny Ref?
Oh, wow, that is – Jay is a really nice guy, but –
Does Hayden look like he should be in, like, some Abercrombie model? Like
Hayden Fry is probably the most – that picture right there, the most attractive human being I've ever seen. Look at that jawline.
And it looks like he should be in like some
modeling. That hair, magazine. Look at that hair. He's even got the little curl.
Ray in West Des Moines says, Principal Financial Group CEO and President Dan Houston looks like Ohio State basketball coach Chris Holtman. Tiny Ref?
Boy, yeah, I don't.
Not liking that one.
That's a stretch.
Guys, has anybody brought up Hawkeye basketball yet? What's that? I can't hear you. I'll assume the answer is no. Just hang on. I'll get it started with What's Bugging Andy next.
Time for another game of knockout. One has to go. Who do you knock out? This is rapper edition. Not the new age BS rappers, but real old school rappers. Tupac, Eminem, Jay-Z, and Notorious B.I.G. You have to knock one of them out. Who's out?
I'm going with Jay-Z. These are all great.
They're great, yeah.
But I have to go Jay-Z here.
This might be one of the toughest ones I've ever voted on.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of rap music, and I think I might go Jay-Z.
Yeah, you are surprisingly knowledgeable when it comes to rap music.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment. Fran McCaffrey missed Saturday's game against Rutgers, first of his two-game suspension. Fran's intensity got the best of him.
And that's what's bugging Andy.
This week we were all reminded of two universal truths in our world of sports fandom. Two truths in one afternoon of press conferences at Iowa. The first is that no matter how bad the situation seems, a press conference can have amazing restorative powers. Think of it. Before he sat down, Gary Barta was being hated like head lice. After facing the music, he suddenly seemed not so bad. Let it be a reminder to him in the future, speak up early. Let it be a reminder to the rest of us too, always reserve some judgment. At those press conferences, fans got to hear what they wanted to hear. Barta's explanation for the Gary Dolphin suspension and an apology from Fran McCaffrey. Sort of. Kind of. Well, not really. Truth is, many Hawkeye fans didn't need to hear that Fran McCaffrey was sorry for seeking out an official after the game to scream obscenities at him in the hallway. The coach passed it off as standing up for his guys, his competitive fire, intensity. And there's our other universal truth. The difference between intensity and fury is this. When we sports fans are wearing our team-colored goggles and drinking our Kool-Aid, then we can take what we know to be anger, fury, rage, and pass it off as intensity. McEnroe was intense, not petulant. Roberto Alomar was intense to Orioles fans. Well, that's not how the University of Iowa saw it. It suspended McCaffrey, and that's not how you see it elsewhere in life. Is your child just being intense at the store? Is road rage really just road intensity? Can you cuss out a coworker? No. Unhinged anger is not acceptable. But we'll say, yeah, but that's all outside the sports arena. But yeah, so was this. Outside the arena, after the game, after everyone else had left their conflicts on the court. I can remember Iowa fans being just as defensive of Steve Alford until he left for New Mexico, and Cyclone fans doing the same for Larry Eustace until, well, I'm not sure that's ever ended. Excuse it if you want, I'm probably guilty, but call it what it is. Lost composure, fury, a bad look. The reality of it doesn't change just because the offender is on our team. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Andy, thank you. Up next, more calls, plus who's in your five? Keith's five favorite Bulldogs. I wonder if Griff made the cut. We'll see. Yeah. Give us a call, 515-282-9010. Let's sound off about anything. Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. Ryan writes, Prohm needs to change up the starting lineup. Prohm needs to make second half adjustments. The team needs a vocal leader. They need to actually play D for 40 minutes. Stop giving up so many uncontested threes, consistently rebound, and attack the hoop more. Hashtag teamwork.
Larry writes about the Hawkeyes. The offense is stuck in the mud, and the defense gets carved up with ease. They need to play to their strengths. Hammer the ball into Cook and Garza like they did earlier. J-Bo is a shooter, not a driver. start making shots again, teams are taking away their game. Adapt.
Who's in your five? Murph's five favorite Bulldogs. Kind of odd he left this list with me. I wonder why. All right, let's take a look at it anyway. Number five, Winston Churchill, nicknamed the British Bulldog. Scott, you knew that.
Yeah, I definitely did. One of the most influential human beings of the 20th century.
Number four, Tillman, the skateboarding Bulldog. Look at that.
Who can't like a dog riding
that
a skateboard?
Ugga. What about number three? Ugga. Georgia Bulldog, the live mascot, Ugga. They've gone through a lot of Uggas.
Yeah, I don't feel like
number
it.
Number two, how about this? Herschel Walker in a Georgia Bulldog uniform. Favorite Bulldogs?
He was very good.
He was really good. Number one, Griff. Griff is Keith's number one.
Oh, boy.
Keith, he took one picture with Griff and has seen him once, and he thinks they're like best friends now.
I'm sorry to tell you this, John, but I think my wife also loves Griff, maybe more than you. Sorry. So I think you might be third now on Griff's list.
Third?
Yeah, you'd be in who's in his three.
Give me a break. All right. Hawkeye, Cyclones, Bulldogs, give us a call. 515-282-9010. Joe in Bondurant wants to talk about what's bugging Andy. Joe, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I thought it was what's bugging Andy, not what's wrong with Andy. Is his last name Fails or Barda? The way he talked about that press conference, you'd think his last name was Barta. I'm not sure.
His last name is Fails.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but it sure sounded different tonight.
So you didn't like the fact that he was kind of defending Barta a little or sticking up for him?
Well, if he was there, he would have hugged and kissed him, I'm sure. all right, guys, have a good night.
You too.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's not the assessment I would have taken there.
I think Andy was just saying that, kind of stating the fact that when stuff like this happens, you know, people want instant answers. Barta came out a few days after it all happened. They got it all settled, had the press conference, and you go from there. I mean, I think that's kind of what Andy was saying.
Yeah, I think certainly our world moves a lot faster than it did 10, 20 years ago, and we all need to probably adapt to that timetable. And Barta even mentioned that in his press conference. Probably could have learned to go a little faster here.
And a lot of people are upset that, you know, Gary Dolphin suspended a minimum 7 games, Fran McCaffrey for his actions. You know, this is his second suspension, now only suspended 2 games. I think people look at that and think, well, what's the contrast? Why the difference? Why is Dolphin, the radio broadcaster, 7 games, Fran just 2? I think a lot of people take that a little personal. They hold it against Barta, and that's probably why. All right, up next, more live calls, knockout results, and Scott and I face off.
Oh, yeah, we're going to win.
Is Grandview too good at wrestling? Seriously.
Yes.
Are they too good at wrestling?
Yes.
Give us a call, 515-282-9010. Knockout results, all-time great rappers. One has to go, Pac, M, Jay-Z, or Biggie. Who is out? And it's Jay-Z. 43% say Jay-Z has to go. Tupac with the least amount of votes is 13%, then Eminem with 16%. But Jay-Z out in the game of knockout. All right, time to bounce around more topics. We call it face-off. Grandview won its 8th straight wrestling title. Only Iowa has a longer college streak at 9 in a row. The Vikings will break that.
You know how the Premier League soccer has regulation and promotion? That needs to happen in college wrestling. Let's get Grandview promoted a league. I know the Vikings' current opponents, they'd probably be for that.
Yeah, they want them out of there. The new AAF Football League is talking about expansion, and a tweet from Perched on the Gridiron said Des Moines is one of 8 cities being considered. There's no way this happens. Have you seen the weather outside this time of year in Iowa? They're
playing
right now.
Screw the weather, John. Let's do this. But before, Des Moines should get an MLS team. And that is 2 soccer references and 2 questions.
We have the menace. All right. NFL Combine is always the rage this time of year. Iowa tight ends Noah Fant and TJ Hockenson look to be the clear-cut 1 and 2 tight ends off the board. Could both go in the first round. Hakeem Butler and David Montgomery also showed well. You buy into the Combine?
I don't watch it, but I can understand why NFL teams would like the data gleaned from it. And if I was a coach, I'd be most interested in actual game film and the interview at the Combine.
Royce White wants to fight in the octagon. Former Iowa State star says he's one of the best athletes in the world and wants to become the heavyweight champ in the UFC. Basketball to MMA, that's a big career change.
I would advise not to make this change, because in the MMA, they punch you in the face, and that's the nicest thing they do to you.
Bryce Harper signed with the Phillies. 13 years, $330 million. More power to him for getting the money, but no way I pay one guy that much for that long.
In 13 years, John, I'll be 49 and you'll be 50. Ooh, that is hard to imagine, but we can rest easy because even at 49 and 50, we will be younger than old man Murphy is right now.
Happy birthday, Murph.
Happy birthday.
Over under. Quarterback heights in honor of Kyler Murray measuring 5'10". Overrated tall quarterbacks like Brock Osweiler, who stands 6'7".
Underrated short quarterbacks like Russell Wilson, or can I say my favorite quarterback, Doug Flutie? He was like 5'2".
I think it was a little taller than 5'2".
Slightly taller than that, but he was short.
How tall is Nathan Peterman?
Let's not get started on that. Let's move on.
Hold on.
All right, you guys. If it doesn't get warmer soon, this whistle's going to stick to my lips. Mother Nature needs to get her shorts together. 1 minute.
What is that whistle made out of? He has a metal whistle.
He's all bundled up. I didn't even see the referee shirt.
Yeah, me neither. Interesting.
All right. Anyone give us a call real quick? 515-282-9010. Oh, hearing something in my ear.
Oh, what is it? Oh, wait. I hear it too, John.
There we go. Let's take a look real quick before we got to get rolling. Eagle cam, live look in the nest.
The eagle looks like it doesn't have a head. Is that a problem? You think it's sleeping, or do you think it doesn't have a head?
They sleep a lot. The two eggs, I'm being told, have already been dropped. Eaglets coming soon.
I think they don't have a drop, right? They're laid. I feel like if they are dropped, that would be the opposite of what you want to have happen. I am an ornithologist by trade. You know what that is, John? It's a bird studier. Yeah, study birds.
All right, it's time we close this up, right? That'll do it for us. We're back next week. We hope you are too. Keith will be back.
I feel like if I wait any longer, I'm going to be way down here. But we'll leave you with the sound-off send-off. Valley and Newell Fonda bring home girls' state basketball championships. See you guys.
I wake up, I go in, I go hard, I'm going. I can't lose, cause I choose who I am, and that's it. I wake up, I go in, I go hard, I'm going. I can't lose, cause I choose. Today I woke up a winner.